Sir Roderick strode among the boys, face reddening beneath his white whiskers, muttering at them, one and all. Bran had never seen the old knight look so fierce. "No," he kept saying, "no, no, no." "They don't fight very well," Bran said dubiously. He scratched Summer idly behind the ears as the dire wolf tore at a haunch of meat. Bones crunched between his teeth. "For a certainty," Maester Lewin agreed with a deep sigh. The Maester was peering through his big mirrorish lens tube, measuring shadows and noting the position of the comet that hung low in the morning sky.
"Yet given time, Sir Roderick has the truth of it. We need men to walk the walls. Your lord father took the cream of his guard to King's Landing, and your brother took the rest, along with all the likely lads for leagues around. Many will not come back to us, and we must needs find the men to take their places."
Bran stared resentfully at the sweating boys below. "If I still had my legs, I could beat them all." He remembered the last time he'd held a sword in his hand, when the king had come to Winterfell. It was only a wooden sword, yet he'd knocked Prince Tommen down 50 times. "Sir Roderick should teach me to use a poleaxe. If I had a poleaxe with a big long haft, Hodor could be my legs. We could be a knight together."